We would like to welcome again His Grace Metropolitan Pachomius, Bishop of Beheira and the five Western cities.
We spoke about three important issues that the main entrance to the mission work is salvation by the blood of the Lamb. Second, the local culture. Third, local culture where creation of the language. And when I have to deal with the local culture, I stress on be careful that there are some pagan habits. Be careful not to be entered in the Christian worship, such as I was the tribe, during the Christian worship or celebration, they give fire special importance, and it is had been condemned by Christian brothers. It is a continuation by believing the God which it is fire, Elohim Nar. So be careful when you have to tackle the habits. You have to purify from any pagan habit, whatever it is. It comes by, tracks. Because when you go to a special tribe, you will find many habits different than the other. So be careful for this. The next point is, in our procedure in the mission work, from the first day, began to prepare local leaderships. Local leaderships. Jesus Christ, when He began His work for the kingdom, He began to, in the first day, the first thing He had done, what? Choosing the disciples. You see? So from the first day, we have to work to choose local servants of the church, local leaderships, and prepare the work for the institutes which can help you in this goal, such as St. Mark, when he came to Egypt, to Alexandria. From the first year, he established the school of Alexandria. You see? And Ennianus became one of the first early servants of the church, and they had been ordained as the second patriarch pope for the Coptic church. So, from the first day, you have to concentrate your efforts, prayers, individual work, Amal al-Fardi, studies, to choose the workers who will bear the responsibility. Because not only from a spiritual point of view, that we must help the people who are talented to use their talents, you see, but from another administrative point of view, that the people who are from the local area, those who are more convenient to bear the responsibility, administer politically. The areas, from time to time, it comes voices to be raised. We want all the leaders must be from the citizens of the area, and that is it had been created a very difficult problem in the other churches. They have spent tens of years without giving leadership, local leaderships in the work. When become the independence movements, all the political rulers, they left. But still, the British bishop, the Italian bishop, and they have been raised the voices, why we haven't to ordain bishops from our local citizens. So, from spiritual point of view, administrative point of view, political point of view, it is very important to prepare local leaderships. It is more convenient because they know the language, they know how to deal with the others, they have to, they are in their families, but don't sacrifice the spiritual basis of the people who have to be chosen. It is not to choose local leadership, that is, you can choose not spiritual persons, not qualified in the faith. We have to choose from the first day talented persons, either men and women, to practice them spiritually, also from theological good basis, administrative people, and also faithfulness for the mother church, because it is very important. When we say faithfulness of the mother church, it is not our idea to have influence, but when they are faithful to their mother church, when there is a matter of discussion about theology, he have not to put what he imagines. He have to come to the fathers of the church to know what is the real creed which have to be followed. In 1968, as I told you, we were in Abidjan. We were speaking about Africanization of the church, and in this conference we began to discuss what we call it African theology. Then I read, we have to raise our hands, there is real African theology, which is the theology of Alexandria. And then when they have to hear that Saint Athanasius, Saint Kyrellos, the other abbots of the church who have put the real theology of the Christian church, which is accepted all over the world, they have to be astonished, and they became very proud that Africa taught the world, the Christian world, the real theology of the Christian church. So, I have to stress, as far as we believe the importance of training of local leaderships, we have to put the spiritual basis, theological basis, administrative basis, which all of it is biblical, and we put it in a way those local leaderships, they feel the real childhood of the mother church. And I say again, not to impose our influence, but as far as we choose the people who are faithful to the mother church, we have to keep the real theology of the Christian Orthodox Church. I say this because our brothers in then other churches, when they have faced the problem of the Africanization of the leadership of the church, our brothers, the leaders of the churches from US, they left. And they give the authority to some people who are not qualified. Then they began to lead the churches in a way very, very far from the real theology of the Christian church. I myself, I attended one of the services in Kenya church, so-called Coptic church. I astonished. I met this Bishop Antonio, spoke to me about this Coptic church in Kenya. He faced many problems from this church. I met this father. It was so-called the Father John. I told him, from where you brought the Coptic church? Oh, I find it in the dictionary. يعني هو لا الاسم. Do you know anything about the Coptic church? Say no, I have this name, and I called my church the Coptic church, and I attended the service. The service of this church is very, very far from any features of the real Coptic Orthodox Church. Those people, they say, they call themselves independent churches. Now Kenya, as an example, is facing a very big problem from these independent churches. And they are so affected in their worship and in their traditions by some pagan customs, which when anyone come to see, to attend, they will be astonished how this considered as a Christian church. For this, as far as we believe, the importance of choosing local leaderships, we must stress about the importance of training spiritually, theologically, administratively, and the faithfulness to the Mother Church to keep the faith in good terms, and we introduce the real Christian faith to these people. For this, establishing monasteries, retreat houses, classes for service preparation, you see, for this, from the first day we begin the work, we declare that we are in need to establish so and so. Begin by small beginnings, but put in consideration that these important activities, it is very important for the continuity and existence of the new churches. St. Mark said, make this, and you know that seminaries, monasteries, training for Sunday school teachers, that is the main issues which can help us in the mission work. When we have to deal with these issues, in my experience, we have to avoid the work missionaries and mission work. I myself, when I went to some areas in Africa, the word missionaries is a hated expression. So I began in the beginning, we are coming for mission work. I found a very big attack and opposing from even from my colleagues. So we have to change the word. The word it has been changed by classes of hearers and mawazin. in a catechumen, which is very apostolic. So we have to use the work classes of catechumens, classes of hearers, classes for preparing teachers for catechism, hearers or preparing teachers for teaching the hearers, and so on. It depends upon the country where we are working. If you find a country don't accept the expression missionary, don't be slave to expression. You can call it here classes of hearers, as-sama'in, classes of catechumen, you see, and it is, you know, in the apostolic ages, the classes of catechumen, it is known as accepted experience in the traditions of the early church. It is when we have to introduce the Christian faith, we put it in the eighth depths of purity. Don't say it is difficult to practice the people in the Coptic fastings. Don't say this. We have to introduce the faith, the real faith, fastings, prayers, teachings, and we shall find many persons who can accept this deep spirituality of the church. In Ethiopia, I say this why I am very sad, I found that you don't know the Igbeya. We have printed the Eritrean Igbeya when our brothers from Eritrea were studying since 4 or 5 years. You know this Eritrean group were here, have you saw them? There was 10 Eritrean servants came to study in Samark center, and they have to translate the Igbeya, and now they are asking for more Igbeyas in the Eritrean language. So we have to train those people in the Coptic spirituality, whatever it is, and you will find many people which are very enthusiastic for the Coptic spirituality. Yeah, don't say it is difficult, it is not accepted by them. You see, we have to learn about spirituality, chastity, meditation, retreat houses, and you can find many people who can be suitable for such work. Another feature, we say salvation by the blood of Lamb, local culture, language, and local leadership, and firstly, self-reliance. You know self-reliance? Al-i'timad al-zat. Some areas, when any mission come, they feel that he is a rich one coming to them with a lot of money. We are a poor church, and we are very happy that we are poor. But in the beginning, we have to establish, to encourage, to have this finance responsibility. But from the first day, we have to experience the people how to cover the needs of their churches. The church in Africa, now they are suffering. Why? Because the missions, the Western missions, when they came, they gave them all their financial needs. They feel that it is their responsibility, and they haven't to train them that they must bear the responsibility of their local churches. In the beginning, it is a must on us that we have to finance everything. But we have to learn them the importance of giving. It is a kind of worship, you see. And in the same time, in the tribes, you can make many projects which you can bring money. There are many areas. I visited in Kenya a church. They have farmers of coffee farmers, and cacao farmers, tea farmers. And the priest, the pastor of this church, was very careful to adopt these projects, which can cover good number, good responsibility of the needs of the people. Once a priest, maybe head of the churches, came to visit Egypt, he asked me, how many priests you have? And then asked me, how many of them full-time job? I said to him, all the priests are full-time job. Oh, how it is? I said to him, that is our laws in the church, that the priest must consecrate all his time for the church. And how you can cover the expenses of the churches? I said to him, it is a must that every church cover the needs, the salaries of all the workers of the church. He told me, now we can't make this because we can't cover the needs of the priests. In the past, they were supported by the Western churches. When they left, no money came. Then the number of the priests come down, and many of them, they are not consecrating all their time for the church. They are part-timer jobs, and had affected the continuity of the activities of the church. Self-reliance, it is very important. And I remember it was one of the issues, it had been discussed in a conference, an old Africa conference of churches in 1968. We have to discuss the danger of not feeling the responsibility of the local churches to cover the needs of each parish, and how it can affect the shepherdhood of the local churches. In every area, the missionary have to study what is the means which he can by it cover the needs of his church. In the present time and in the future, it is important, because maybe, you know, all over the world the financial laws change from time to time. Maybe you want to send, but the laws prevent. Maybe it is a practical difficulty to send. Maybe because of the local, the mother church is changed, and you can't send the needs of these churches. For this, every mission area, it must study how to be independent and have its local resources, at least the running expenses. The mother church can help in the projects, school, church, hospital, anything. But I think it is very important that the local church have to cover the running expenses. It will not come by imposing, but discussion and convincing the people that it is our church, and it is a commandment in the home in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus learned us prayers, fastings, and also a giving, donation. It is a kind of worship. It is very important because it is a problem that the people who have to, we have to preach them, their relationship with the church, it is financial. It must be a spiritual. Like the brothers of Christ, Echot Rab, if their relation with the church, it is financial, if Abuna Naharda, today he haven't brought money, they will go away. But we must attract them to the church because you are in need for God. They must come for worship. يعني اطلب اولا ملكوت الله وبره وهذه كلها ايه ask only firstly ask the kingdom of God and after that all these things will be satisfied. So self-reliance, it is very important for the continuity of the mission work, either we are there or not. But we believe that the people who tackle the responsibilities will continue to afford the needs of the mission work. Self-reliance. Fifth or sixth. Keeping the importance of the material of evangelism. Material of evangelism. Maddat al-kiraza. Wasail and wasail al-kiraza. Materials and ways of evangelism. First, ecclesiastical books. The Holy Bible, Agbaya, Khulagi, Katamaras, Synaxarium, and so on. So it comes us back to the importance of creating the language. Second, the building of the church. Third, the importance of the school. Fourth, the development activities or projects such as hospital, training center, and other activities. It is very important. From the first day, we have to prepare the ecclesiastical books, the Holy Bible, and it is printed to be used in the church. The Agbaya, the Khulagi, the Katamara, the Synaxarium, the Psalmody, and so on. All the ecclesiastical books, it must be prepared. For this, when we're in Africa, we have to visit what they call it mission station. The mission station, it collects about 50 or 60 missionaries. 50 or 60 missionaries. Compound, it's big compound. There is people who study how to create the language, people to translate, people to teach in the school, people to lead the service of the church. So the missionary station, it is a compound with different servants in different fields of specialization. So not all the people who go to the mission work, they are priests and deacons. Maybe the mission station have doctors to deal with the hospital. We have teachers to deal with the schools. We have expertise in the development centers, Merakiz Tanmiya. You see? So the mission station, it can collect different skills and jobs. Maybe two priests or one priest is the administrator of the station, but we must have, if you want to deal with this mission work, we go with different specializations, each one in his field, headed by the priest, one or two, who are in charge of the spiritual work and leading the work of the mission station. But preparing the books, the church, the school, the hospital, very important. Development centers, it is very important. If we have to speak about each one of these activities, I think it needs time, but I invite you to write what you can do in these fields by your local capabilities, by your local capabilities, which it is humanitarian capabilities, financial capabilities, administrative capabilities, what you can do. Put it in words. Suppose you went to a tribe in Kenya, in South Africa, in Sudan, in every place you go, put a project for a mission station based on these four importances: books and literature, church, school, hospital, development center. And if they have been grown up, what about the monastery? You see, you have the right to dream. You see, you have to dream what you can do in such a mission station. And write your dreams and pray for it. Maybe God will fulfill this his dreams. But your enthusiasm, your dreams, it can be fulfilled by the grace of God. The last point, I will put it in only addresses. If there is another courses, I can speak about these things in more details. Keep the apostolic features of the Orthodox Church. The apostolic features of the Orthodox Church are five, and I have in كل ارتي احفظ الخمس حاجات دول. And each one in the Orthodox Church, the Coptic Church, he must know these five features. It is very important to know it. First, life of liturgy, liturgical life, Hayat al-Tasbih. Second, life of fellowship, Hayat al-Sharika, Kenonia. Thirdly, life of service, Diakonia, Khidma. Life of education, Hayat al-Ta'lim, Kerygma, education. Fifth, life of martyria, witness, shahada. I will say again, liturgia, kenonia, diakonia, kerygma, martyria. It is word, Greek words. If you have to read any English book, you will find these words. It had to be mentioned in English, but it put in Greek words, because it is the features of the Orthodox or Apostolic Church from the early from the early times. If we have another opportunity, we can speak about these five features in details, because it is very important. That's what I want to speak to you this evening, and I hope that I have covered the points which I have raised, and I hope that may the Lord bless you all to be good missionaries and to be sent all over the world to Jerusalem, to Judea, Samaria, and the rest of all the world. ربنا يكون معاكم شكرا لمحبتكم ودعواتكم لينا.
We'd like to thank the Lord for having with us today, for having this opportunity to have with us today His Grace Metropolitan Bachomius, Bishop of Bahira and the five Western cities.
آمين 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 بما وابن صيامتك المقدسة وصعودي Jesus Christ, we thank Thee for all You have done to us. You have collected us from different areas to be Your children, which have been saved by the blood of Your only begotten Son, to have the privilege of gaining the heavenly kingdom. As You saved us, and as You collected us in the world, we experienced Your love in our life, and for this, we feel the responsibility to go to all our brothers and sisters all over the world, to call them to have the blessings of Your salvation, to be accepted in the kingdom, the heavenly kingdom. O Lord, we pray to bless these mission activities, to choose people, to give us the wisdom so that we can be witnessing Your name to all the people all over the world. Bless our church, bless our leaders, bless our brothers and sisters, and put in our hearts a deep feeling of responsibility so that we can gain to You all the people, so that each one can test how far You are sweet and loving all the people. For the sake of St. Mark, the Holy Virgin Mary, all the saints, hear us when we say together, Our Father who art, hallowed be Thy name. Come. محبة الله الآب ونعمة ابنه الوحيد شركة موهبة عطية الروح القدس يكون معكم وتبارككم. امضوا بسلام. سلام الرب يكون معكم. سلام.
The announcements. Let us start with the homework. If you'd like to write the homework, how can we present salvation from Galatia 4 verses 3 to 7.
Galatia 4 verses 3 to 7, and from Hebrews 2 verses 5 to 18. There will be a spiritual day for the evangelist course. This will be on Saturday the 19th of December. The spiritual day will be held at Arabi. It will start by we'll be all attending the mass in church from 7 to 9. Buses will move right after the mass. Buses will leave right after the mass on Saturday the 19th at around 9 o'clock. Participation will be £30 per person. Please register your names today with full payment to Miss Shireen at the back. And please indicate whether you'll be traveling by your private car or by the bus. The graduation conference will be held in Anaphora. This will be on Friday the 8th of January.